yeah, this, and then it changed again, you know, in the 2020. What we need right now is a job and economic opportunity. So it just, it's so, we're from survival to how to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like, and then there was the, like, stop AAPI hate.
Yeah.
Like, I think our community just goes through so much.
Yeah. It's funny, we actually, we have a little stop Asian hate sign out there. We get some backlash from that sometimes.
Really?
Like, I think a white guy came in the other day, he's like, oh, what's the sign mean? Am I supposed to hate on Asian people? Or am I hating on you right now? I was like, how do you want me to respond to that?
Yeah. It sounds like he's just trying to ruffle feathers.
Yep.
But that sucks.
I got into K-pop because of... So actually, it's really silly. But I dated this Korean guy in high school who really wanted me to get into K-pop. So that was like... Gen like 2, I think. So that was like... He showed me like Super Junior and Big Bang and SHINee and Girls' Generation and like Brown Eyed Girl. So that was like super early. And I like liked it, but I like didn't like him. So I didn't really get into it. And I was just like, sure, whatever. But then I got into BTS in 2020. And that was pretty much like mostly still like the group I follow. I love them, my whole heart. But yeah, that was pretty much it. And then, like, it's, like, my taste has been, like, a little diversified just because, like, I really like dancing and dancers. And there are, like, lots of good dancers and lots of good choreo in other groups. So just sort of by, like, the growth and extension of, like, seeing what else is doing it. And they're all in the military right now. So, yeah, I'm just sort of, like... waiting for them to come back.
Have you been to the Korean Chinatown Museum?
Yes.
So I think that is great because it's Chinatown is dying. Chinatown is dead. Mm-hmm. It's long dead actually. But they are still preserving the history, which I think is amazing. It's telling the story that people don't know and really should know. Like, I love how they recreate a lot of old Chinatown inside. Because, you know, the whole Chinese school that they recreate in there.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to that school.
Oh, really?
Yep. And the restaurant they recreated, my parents work at that restaurant.
Wow.
So when I took my parents there for the first time, my mom was literally in tears. She was like, this is amazing. They thought China was dead, was gone, but this little part is still preserved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see anything wrong with Chinatown just get closed and turn to like a international area or something. But I still would love to keep the history of it through a museum, through storytelling, or what you're doing right now, I think.
Because when she was talking about, like, the Kyrgyzstan's relationship, political and social relationship in reaction to what happens in the United States, I was just like, this is so important and so devastating to hear. Because she was just like, yeah, anything that happens to, like, your abortion rights and your reproductive rights, like, really, like, affects us negatively. And I'm just like, that's... Yeah, it's
people
like
don't think about that.
No, yeah, and it's like something like you think about, like, for like most people I know, like if it is something you think about it like in theory, but like we, like for how connected we are, like I was talking to someone and like they didn't even know like Kyrgyzstan was a country, which like fair, I was like, which one is this? Where on the map is this?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just like hearing such like a real perspective of how exactly what happened here really like influenced their policies and their like culture, societal way of thinking.
So I see people walk by and are uncomfortable. Like some people, you can tell from the body language, I don't even want to look what's in there, right? But they won't do anything about it because they want to preserve their safe neighborhood, right? The image of it. So for the most part, but there was one incident where that day I actually had happened to have a work crew working on the street right in front of my house. And so I didn't witness this, but later on, one of the workers came to me and said, hey, this man was walking, three big dogs came to your library and ripped up like these postcards. I had some postcards in there advertising Black-owned business, and another postcard that's, you know, the one that's like love wins, you know. So I have those to share in the library, and those were ripped up and they're littered all over the floor onto the street. So they said they saw this man do it. And I go look at the library. He left his business card. He's a dog walking company. So, well, but I couldn't know for sure that it's connected, right? It could be somebody left their thing and then somebody else. I don't know. I didn't have my neighbors didn't have a camera on at the moment that saw everything, but I had witnesses.
Yeah.
And so I looked up that business and pulled up that man's picture, and they're like, yeah, that's him, right? So they confirmed this guy was the one who tore it up, and then they identified the dogs. And so, you know, I went on next door and I asked some of my neighbors, like, hey, do you recognize these dogs? Who's walking? And so people connected the dots. They're like, oh yeah, those are my dogs. And we hired this person. He doesn't live in the neighborhood, so he's somebody else.
Yeah.
He's a dog walking business from elsewhere, right? Just came to this neighborhood to walk the dog.
Yeah.
But saw my library and tore stuff up and littered it.
And left his business card.
Hmm?
And left his business
and
card.
And left his business
so
card.
So wild.
Ugh. It's just very brazen, like, you know, here's my business. And
I'm sure he didn't realize there were witnesses and would just assume that, someone's advertising their business, which would totally be fine or whatever.
Right.
But
right. Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
You advertise your business in my library and then, you know, destroy my stuff. But I mean, it was comical and infuriating at the same time, you know, because
where is he from? Like, you said he wasn't from your neighborhood.
He's not from, I don't know where he's from.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, he had a dog walking business.
Yeah.
But what is interesting about that experience is that my community really came together for me. You know, my neighbors were like, oh, we had no idea. We will no longer hire him. He's not welcome in our neighborhood. Okay. So that was good. Mm-hmm. And, but I will say that most of my neighbors are like, that's just terrible. We definitely don't condone that behavior. We don't want that, you know, we don't want that person in our neighborhood. So they don't want anything to, that's great that they stand to that. But at the same time, there's also a little bit of hesitancy in their voice, which I can hear, because obviously they have to say they don't agree with what he's done. I mean, that's just basic, right? But they also, I can hear that they also try to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, oh, why? Because I knew going in, I'm the only minority in this group. But I liked what they were doing, and they had the funding and the connection that I would be the bridge. I brought in, I learned a lot in the last couple of years. I evolved, it evolved very quickly. And I was like, you know, it's fine. I'm going to bring in drag queen to our event. I am going to bring in the AAPI community. I am going to connect with the Black community. I was like literally thinking I would just bring all these people together, you know, with your white allies. That's cool. Like I wanted this beautiful mixture of everything.